You're listening to the Prescott Night Out Entertainment Podcast featuring San Martin Rodriguez, brought to you by Arizona Pod News and eNewsAZ.com.
Hey, how you doing? It's me, San Martin, over here at the Prescott eNews office, doing the whole Prescott Night Out events listing. I have special guest in the house, Vice Mayor Billy Orr.
Hello, how are you?
And we actually picked up two more guests, Lynette and Zach. They were just sitting here. I was like, hey, you guys want to be involved?
And, yeah, we're just and, sitting here.
And here
just
they are.
Just sitting here. That's what we do all day.
Sit at Prescott eNews.
We have a hangout
waiting
session
for San Martin.
We have a hangout session here, so this is basically what we're going to do. So obviously, you know, being the vice mayor and being a part of, you know, Prescott, Arizona, what do you think about the entertainment scene here?
I think it's getting better. How's that? I think it's getting better. Well, for one thing, you know, congratulations on this.
Thank you.
This is so cool that you guys are so close to City Hall. So yeah. I can just come over.
Anytime. You're walking distance.
Yes, most definitely.
Walking distance, exactly right. No doubt about it.
We'll have coffee ready for you. We'll have anything else that we can possibly put together for you. But yeah, this is a very welcoming office.
It is.
And it's very close by. So it's downtown. And I invite a lot of cool people. So
downtown is just amazing. What else going on? And yeah, I've been talking to some folks about, it seems like it's been 7 days a week, 7 days a week, 7 days a week,
yeah,
for the last 10 weeks.
Yeah.
And now it's really going to be 7 days a week, because this week we have the Christmas light parade.
Yes.
That's going to be awesome.
Yes.
And I'm going to judge on that. I'm looking forward to
it. What are you going to look for judgment?
I'm going to look for creativity and people just having a good time.
That's awesome. My God.
I've done it before. And when I did it before, it was freezing. It was so cold. I hope it's not quite that cold.
Yeah,
time.
Be sure to wear a scarf.
I think they have jackets now where you could have like battery packs in
there.
It warms it up.
Of course they do.
We may just light up ourselves too.
So if there's anybody out there that has this type of thing, you know what? We have some brand ambassadors here that would enjoy that jacket for the night.
Yeah, it's always a fun event. And then we go over to the Mile High Middle School and have a little bonfire and party.
See?
Okay,
yeah,
so this is the holiday week, and then it's starting to get into the holiday end of the year type of feeling. So what are you guys doing for the holidays? What's for Thanksgiving? What's going on for Thanksgiving?
Well, Zach and I are headed out with my folks to Albuquerque tomorrow morning, so
nice.
We'll be back on Saturday. I don't know if we'll make the light parade, but I love the light parade because it's so festive and fun, and you can go have pizza afterwards or somewhere downtown, and you know, you start off your holiday season right.
Drink some hot cocoa.
Hot cocoa. Ooh. Take your thermos.
Mm-hmm. Hot cocoa and marshmallows.
Maybe a little schnapps in there somewhere.
What do you got going on, Billy?
Oh, you know, we have friends that we met a couple of years ago, and so they come do the Christmas lighting with us or Akronite. We go down, we're going to have Thanksgiving in Scottsdale.
Ooh, yeah. Nice. Yeah, there's so many cool things that are happening in this. So as being a part of Prescott, once again, this is the Christmas city of Arizona, right?
Yeah.
Is that what we've been dubbed?
Rose Mofford.
Rose Mofford.
She's the one. When she was governor, she made us the Christmas city.
Rose Mofford.
Yeah.
I think I need to go back in history and try to figure that out. Because I'm just like, man,
Governor Rose Mofford,
happened?
She was quite the character.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, you know, going on those things where they actually initiate, you know, days for certain people, how do you guys go about that? Like, you know, this is a certain so-and-so's day. Like, I think Lynn LeMaster, obviously the editor-in-chief of Prescott eNews, she actually
has
a day
proclamation.
For herself.
Yeah. Lynn,
she's amazing, isn't she?
Yes, she is. How do you go about this? Because I think we need a San Martin day.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'll talk to the mayor about that.
you tell me.
Oh,
we'll have a San Martin day for something.
Yes, most
well,
definitely.
Well, actually,
San
we should
Martin
do a ribbon
Martinis.
Cutting. We could do a ribbon cutting for eNews.
Yes.
And then it would be an eNews day.
Oh, that's a good idea. We'll have to talk about
that. We should do
that.
Something like that.
We should.
That could be a party.
That should be a really cool party. It will be. So ultimately, there's a lot of events coming up. There's a lot of cool things that are happening. Besides the biggest event on the week, the light parade, do you know how many entries are in there?
I do not.
Hmm.
Sorry.
I was in there last year, and I wore these little glasses, these little glowing glasses. I was actually cruising the car, you know, doing my, you know, what I do best, just sit there, you know, at the eNews office.
Were you in a regular car, or were you in one of those little funny cars?
I want to try those one funny cars.
Don't those look like fun?
I need a little
those
car.
That, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, those were fun, so
see,
everybody should come out
year.
And see them.
Just saying.
Yeah, I was just pulling a float, and we actually had, I think it was Techno playing, Yeah. It was. It was techno playing. It was all Christmassy. And I was like, man, I like this song. And so anyways, I kept on playing over and over. And I'm sitting in the driver's seat and I'm just, you know, bopping my heads. But after the parade, there's going to be a bonfire down
there. Exactly. They go to Malheim Middle School. There's a big party down there. Everybody's welcome to come in. Hot chocolate and whatever else I had.
There you go, Zach. Hot chocolate. Entice you to get back into Prescott. And Albuquerque. What is?
And it seems to be really family friendly. Definitely. So it's going to be a blast. Yeah. It's the kids love the, you know, they get to be out at night and with the lights and stuff. So it's good.
And then you also mentioned before we got on the air, the gingerbread house is starting.
Gingerbread house is up at the resort.
Nice.
And that's always an annual event, and they judge them. And so it opens at 10 o'clock on Saturday.
Ooh.
Yeah. If you haven't been there, it's really amazing.
I'm amazing.
I'm born and raised here. I've been everywhere.
Okay. There are castles.
Or yeah. More. Castles?
Castles on those gingerbread houses. Amazing.
I seen one last year. How do you become a judge on that?
I don't know. They asked me to do it once, and they didn't invite me back, so I don't know. Say my thing. What can I say?
Really or fail.
I failed.
I don't think it would be too hard for me to be a judge.
She ate the gingerbread houses. I don't know.
It would be too hard for me to be a judge. It's hard. I'd be like, what do I do? How do I go about this? I like them all.
They're beautiful. Mm-hmm. They have different categories, but one was a log cabin, a castle, a haunted house. They're awesome.
I've seen pictures. There's a fabulous farm.
It's a ranch.
This year, or a ranch this year. I'd like to point out that you need to really pay close attention to the fire pit.
Yes.
At the ranch. Yes. It is fabulous. It is wonderful. A great group of women put a lot of hard work into
He's
it.
He's making fun of me. You know, I'm not
making
ranch,
fun of her.
Yeah, you know.
Did you help with that?
Yes. My mom's group, we built the ranch. And so my table built the bonfire. So.
Oh, that's amazing.
So let's talk about this bonfire. I'm kind of interested now.
It's pretty cool. I mean, it's not very big, but the whole thing is awesome.
We it saw is. And does it actually light up?
No, but the marshmallows are toasted, fruit roll-up for flames, and it's pretty cool. The whole thing is cool. Our mops group really does a great job. Last year we did the square. It was
you won last year, didn't
we
you?
We did one last year.
What?
And we're gonna win this year.
Oh, so I remember that. Yes,
had the angels.
We have a celebrity gingerbread house person in here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she failed to say
it's
that.
Beautiful.
Did you notice that? She's so freaking modest.
But it's a lot of work that goes
in. It is a lot of work.
Yeah.
But we had a lot of awesome moms doing it from our mops group here.
So what's your mops group?
Mops, Mothers of Preschoolers. So, yeah, it's a great organization to be a part of. So
I never even heard of it. Thank you for dropping the name.
Yep.
Oh, that's excellent.
Totally awesome.
Yeah. I'm so impressed with the moms and the young professionals that we have around here.
Yeah.
Really impressive.
We're a good group of people.
Really engaged.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so thank you for that, Leonard.
Yeah.
You know, one of the best parts about being in Prescott, Arizona is that everybody is really, really awesome. Like, there is not one time where I have not been into a place where somebody's not inviting. I mean, you obviously have to be in inviting as well. So it kind of like engages the whole, like, hey, come hug me.
No, there are no airs. People are real people.
Yeah.
You know, it's the real deal. Mm-hmm. Authentic, you know, there's no BS here.
Yeah, no BS
Well,
at
there's
all.
Some, but not here. Not with us.
So, obviously, you know, you being a delegate of Prescott, Arizona, what is one of your biggest and desires as far as being in the position you are?
Well, one of the things I really try to be is to really commit to the citizens of Prescott, because those are the ones that elected me, and I just am so honored to do this, and then to be asked to be mayor pro tem. Actually, our vice mayor is called mayor pro tem, and that was by the mayor and the council, and I just love that. You know, we help set the agenda and just try to move the city forward. A lot of great things happening in the city, and a lot of involvement from everybody, so that really matters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is a big, pretty much a big role, because ultimately, you know, things have to go ahead and be passed, things have to go ahead and be established, and this is something that you have to, you know, notice. I mean, whether it be good or whether it be bad, it just has to happen.
Yeah, and just a lot of wonderful things. I'm very excited about. Can I talk about one thing I'm really excited about?
Yes.
And that's what's going to be happening down at Sheldon and Montezuma. There's going to be the Hilton Garden Inn down there. We're going to put in a splash pad.
Oh,
is one of the things where it's not all done.
Another mom in here. She's happy.
It's all being planned, but we're working with Prescott College, Arizona Public Service. There's a group of citizens that are redeveloping the Granite Creek mm-hmm. corridor mm-hmm. so we can clean it up, make it look better, make it safer.
That's exciting.
It'll go from Mile High Middle School all the way down to the park, and then we have this beautiful hotel at the end.
That's great.
And that railroad crossing that's there, the bridge mm-hmm. that's yes. there, you'll be able to walk up from the parking lot and go over to the Sam Hill Hardware, mm-hmm. which will be some meeting rooms, conference rooms. A lot of great plans,
that's
and then
great.
But cleaning up the park.
That's great.
It's wonderful. It's going to be a great spot for families.
Yeah. Growing up, I mean, we actually were living right there in that area. So it was kind of like one of those things where we would just use it as a kind of, we call it the jungle.
I can see that. Well, it can be a jungle if you're not careful. Yeah.
It was a cool place to be as a child.
Beautiful.
And then being able to go and basically be downtown was awesome. And that's kind of where I grew up, on McCormick Street, actually.
Right.
I used to be able to walk across the street and get fresh tortillas, man, from the Angel Frias. It was awesome.
And we're going to do the farmer's market. Hopefully will join us there.
Oh, great.
And it will just be the place to go. You know, we're having a little bit of a difficult time doing a lot of events around the plaza mm-hmm. because the county's trying to limit. I mean, they are limiting, not trying. Mm-hmm. They are limiting the number of activities.
We need other options.
And so, yes, and this will be a great option. And I think, actually, that is one of our most beautiful parks.
Yeah.
It's a gorgeous park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. There's, I heard from somebody, I'm just going to not even say their name, Brad, because I forgot. But
that's somebody.
Yeah, somebody. So, okay, so you know where the bank is? Right behind there is McCormick Street, and then that little area right there where they call it the yeah. art district now.
Yeah. Well,
that's where that's where we grew up.
Okay.
That's where our family was, like, that's our housing.
Nice.
I heard that they're going to change that into, like a little event scenario where it'd be kind of like the Creekside little like gathering, I guess you would call it.
Well, we would like to clean that whole Creekside up. You know, when you're sitting at the dinner bell and you look down, mm-hmm. or you're at Elgato Azul mm-hmm. and you look down, that is, boy, what an opportunity that is. We can clean that up and you can ride your bike.
Usable.
Make it, absolutely. Put some lights down there, you know, so it just feels safer.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of cool things that are happening. So the actual hotel is going to be built.
It's coming to council, the study session, the first meeting in January, and then we'll vote on it. But it's a real opportunity. And that's actually, if I could clarify, that's actually a flood way. Mm-hmm. You know, you have the flood zones,
yes.
which is hard to build in.
Yes.
But the flood way means it will be flooded at some point in time. So they had to really invest a lot more in engineering. And so to be able to have a company come in and do something there is really going to be great for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
otherwise, it just becomes, gets washed out. And
yeah.
So.
Oh, just from hearsay, is the train coming back through Prescott?
Oh, no, but wouldn't that be fun?
Well, no, not really, because that means we're going to have to wait at Cross Worlds. I'll be like, oh my gosh, how long is this train? And then obviously the sound.
No, but we're going to bring that bridge back.
Yeah.
That the train would go over.
Yeah, the Black Bridge, man, is one of those things.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you can't see it.
No.
You can't see it.
But you will be able to
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
And, you know, what a blessing that no one toured that down.
Yeah, they were like, that's too much effort.
So.
Hooray for laziness.
Yeah.
So, anyways, we obviously have a pretty big holiday weekend coming. I want everybody out there that is listening to this podcast, I'm really happy that you guys are listening. If you guys have anything to say or anything to ask, I'll go ahead and put everybody's link in the comments or in the post or somewhere around the area. But you guys will be able to go ahead and conversate and be able to add some friends on this. And you know what, guys?
What?
I'm ready for some pumpkin pie.
Oh, that does sound good.
Uh-huh. Isn't it?
I'm ready for some turkey.
My friend Montana, she was like, you know what I'm doing today? I was like, what are you doing today? She goes, I'm baking some pie. I was like, what kind of pie? She goes, pumpkin pie. I was like, can I have some? She goes, yeah, of course. So I got it in my head. I'm going to have some pumpkin pie before, you know, Thanksgiving. Is that?
No, we already had one at our house.
At Costco.
Yeah.
Did you put whipped cream on it?
Oh.
Well, yeah, that's the question.
I smother it.
Do you smother your pie, your pumpkin pie with whipped cream, or you just a dollop? A dollop will do you.
Yeah, dollop will do me.
I don't know, man.
We make homemade whipped cream, so it's...
Like a half-inch layer all the way around the pie, like encasing the pie. So each bite has a hug of whipped cream.
Well, if you guys have any tubs of that, let me know. Because, I mean, I would be more than willing to go ahead and listen to it. I'd be more than... Can you listen to this stuff?
Listen to me eat pie?
Listen to me eat this whipped cream.
Pie.
So anyways, this is Prescott Night Out. San Martin over here at the Prescott E-News office. Do you guys want to go ahead and give a final ending of this conversation?
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I hope you have a great week and enjoy safe Prescott travels. And safe travels and enjoy your time with your family and be grateful that we all are given and that's all I got.
Given another day.
Absolutely. And I'm just so thankful to be a part of this town.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This city and the community and all the trust that's been given to us to make this the right place to be.
Yep, most definitely.
Live, learn, work, and play.
Yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely. I like that. Yes.
Yeah.
Zach, come on, give me something.
The last gobble.
Yes, I hope someone. There we go, guys. We got the gobble. So, anyways, I do a sign off, and I like to do it. It's called peace, love, and happiness. So it's peace, love, and happiness, and all it's kind of like the air hug.
Ditto.
And if you guys can't see that, I'm sorry for you.
Thank you, San Martin, for inviting us.
Thank you for coming. Yeah, I mean, I know it was last minute, but
no, it's fun.
For you to just jump in here really, really shows the integrity of our city council women and men out there. So I really do appreciate you coming to the E-News office. And I'm on your side. So
thank you.
If you ever need anything, which I don't know what else you need, I'm pretty sure you got any kind of access to anything, but I got you.
You know what?
We got you.
Absolutely.
Back.
Just appreciate it. And look forward to seeing you at the light parade.
Oh yeah, hopefully I'm not in it this year because that was I driving is not one of my favorite things,
especially at night with everybody running around in front of you, right?
Yeah, I think I just want to go ahead
slow.
Have a good time, just go enjoy it.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to go ahead and enjoy that this weekend. If you guys are listening to this, once again, go out there, appreciate what you have, and yeah, have a great weekend, holiday, Thanksgiving, eat your pumpkin pie with your homemade whipped cream.
Cool whip.
Cool whip. Safe travels, my friends. Safe travels.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.